Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news today. The quirky and eccentric Tony-winning composer William Finn has passed away this afternoon. The acclaimed writer was best known for helping create the musicals A New Brain, Falsettos, and the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. A gay Jew, he was one of the first artists to find musicalization in the thick of the AIDS epidemic, and some of his work was inspired by his own personal experiences. Finn was admired for his clever lyrics and his huge heart. He had a home in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, in the Berkshires, and started a long relationship at the Barrington Stage Company close by, where he established a musical theater lab, presenting and developing work by up-and-coming writers. For 20 years, he was affiliated with New York University, where he served as an assistant professor in the graduate musical theater writing program. His longtime partner, Arthur Salvadore, told the New York Times today that the cause of his death was pulmonary fibrosis. William Finn was 73 years old. Last night, reviews were finally released for Boop, the Betty Boop musical, after its official opening on Saturday night. The splashy musical follows the famous cartoon Flapper as she ventures out of her black-and-white celebrity world and time travels to 21st century New York City, where she goes on a journey of self-discovery. Reviews were mostly positive, but the New York Times greeted it with a mixed reception. Jesse Green dispiritingly called it a Y show, a well-crafted, charmingly performed, highly professional production that nobody asked for. Its intentions are foggy and sometimes suspicious. Nonetheless, he quite liked the score by David Foster and Susan Birkenhead. Jasmine Amy Rogers is immensely likable in her Broadway debut, and she is supported by other young talent in featured roles and a hard-working ensemble. Boop is now playing at the Broadhurst Theater. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, April 6th. It was the best-attended week of the 2024-25 season so far, but somehow 29 of the 39 running shows experienced a drop in their receipts. Three new shows began previews last week. Just in time, the Bobby Darin bio-jukebox musical starring Jonathan Groff played its first seven previews at Circle in the Square, selling out and making $901,973. It opens on April 26th. Real Women Have Curves began at the James Earl Jones. The new musical played its first eight previews, making an underwhelming $371,495 at just 77% capacity. Opening night is April 27th. And Pirates, the Penzance musical, a reimagined Pirates of Penzance that docks its ship in New Orleans, sold out its first three previews at the Todd Hames at $222,957. The revival opens on April 24th. Orville Peck and Eva Noblezada began performances in Cabaret, which made $1,023,541 at the August Wilson. The two of them will be in the show through July 20th. O Mary managed to buck last week's trends, rising up to $1,164,381 and selling out the Lyceum as Titus Burgess played his final performance on Sunday. Original cast members Cola Scola, Conrad Riccamora, and James Scully returned to the show this evening. And The Picture of Dorian Gray, in its first full week post-opening, played to standing-room-only crowds at the Music Box with a gross of $1,218,501. Sarah Snook stars as all 26 characters in this stage adaptation, which has been newly extended to June 29th. Attendance was up 4% last week, but Broadway's total gross took a 3% dip. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.